There's something about the circus that seems to inspire artists. In the 1600s, engravers chiseled pictures of chariot races and amphitheater battles that were part of Rome's Circus Maximus. In the 1850s, watercolor artists in China painted tightrope walkers and musicians. More recently, an artist captured on film the daring acrobatics of a flea circus. Posters, clothing, paintings, and other works inspired by the circus have been assembled in an exhibition on display in Victoria, British Columbia. Harriet Baskus reports.
Wandering through the Circus Magicus exhibition at Victoria's Royal British Columbia Museum, it's almost as if you're under the big top, where excited kids race back and forth, and the show's about to begin.
Oh, look at this!
There are colorful original posters from the golden age of the traveling circus hanging on the walls. These action-packed advertisements, dating from the 1860s to the 1930s, are the sort of promotional artwork circus advance teams use to alert a community to the arrival of a show.
They'd pull into town and they might put up anywhere from 5,000 to 24,000 posters in a 2 or 3 day period, and they would literally paper the town.
Lorne Hammond is curator at the Royal British Columbia Museum. He says artists were challenged to create circus bills that generated excitement and imparted a must-see message to both adults and children. For example, Hammond is sure that the 3-foot-tall red and yellow poster of an angry-looking tiger and a well-dressed lady served as a wonderful ad for an unusual wild animal trainer.
Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey's combined shows present Miss Mabel Stark, the intrepid lady trainer, wrestling the now friendly and willing once terror of the jungle. What we have here is Mabel wrestling a tiger in a sort of red brocade jacket with some beautiful needlework through it.
The circus is something fantastic. It's something that allows us to escape the banality of the everyday life. It's exotic, it's exuberant, it's full of color, full of movement and dynamic action. So it makes for a very interesting picture.
Pierre Arpan is the director of the Art Gallery of Greater Victoria, which currently has an exhibit of work by artists who painted circus themes.
Any artist worth his salt would have attended a circus.
That certainly included artist Pablo Picasso, Dame Laura Knight, and Marc Chagall, who created a series of circus lithographs accompanied by poetry and text.
Pour moi, un cirque est un spectacle magique.
For me, a circus is a magical spectacle that unfolds and vanishes like a world. There is a disturbing circus, a profound circus.
C'est un mot magique, le cirque, un jeu millénaire qui se danse.
Circus. It's a magic word, an ancient dancing game in which tears and smiles, legs and arms take the form of a higher art.
I think what's interesting in the first one that we're looking at, there's a quite awkward-looking clown holding a violin, an acrobat, maybe a woman, jumping up, seeming to embrace him. And on the right-hand side of the picture, quite disturbing, very sensuous and sinuous female form with an explosion of color that it's a bouquet that she's holding and presenting to the clown. But this strange woman also has the head of a goat.
Marc Chagall did a whole series of circus paintings, 38 in all, that show an almost dreamlike, fantastical image of the big top. Through the years, many artists attended the circus. John Collins, assistant curator at the National Gallery of Canada in Ottawa, says that in the late 1870s, the circus even served as sort of an adjunct to the café life favored by the Impressionist painters in Paris.
They finished their work during the day, discussed art, and then once they had their café noir and what dinner they could afford, they all went off to cheap seats at the Cirque Fernando, which was just down the street.
Collins has been studying the way the circus is portrayed in works by Manet, Renoir, and other painters more often associated with serene landscapes.
Edgar Degas, he painted Mademoiselle Lala at the Cirque Fernando. This painting is an image of a woman hanging by her teeth from a cable, and she's rising up into the rafters of the Cirque Fernando. Degas has captured it from the perspective of someone sitting in the front row.
One of Renoir's circus-related portraits is titled Acrobats at the Circus Fernando, and John Collins says details in the painting offer a unique glimpse of a little-known old circus tradition.
The two little circus girls are holding orange balls, which are always thought to be juggling balls, and they were thought to be jugglers. But in fact, if you look carefully, they have tissue paper around them, which in fact were oranges. There are references to circus performers being thrown oranges after a performance. The crowd really enjoyed what they saw. So these girls, instead of holding balls, they were in fact collecting oranges that were thrown by the crowd after they finished performing.
Oranges weren't the only round objects pursued by circus performers. Clowns once used grease paint on goose eggs to create tiny works of art. According to Lauren Hammond of the Royal British Columbia Museum in Victoria, the tradition dates back to the 1500s, when clowns reproduced their made-up performance face on eggs and then stored the eggs away for safekeeping.
Clowns used eggs to remind themselves of their makeup or to send that egg away and have it registered at a clown registry so everyone knows that that particular piece of face makeup belongs to them.
Unfortunately, says Hammond, one important collection of archived clown-faced eggs was lost in a fire, scrambling, shall we say, some of the valuable artistic history of the circus. But there's plenty left to see. Circus memorabilia fills several museums in Wisconsin, Florida, and other places in North America. The Circus Magicus exhibition, however, is a traveling show that runs through early March at the Royal British Columbia Museum in Victoria. It then pulls up stakes and rolls into Chicago's Museum of Science and Industry, where it will be in residence until September. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Baskis in Victoria, British Columbia.